Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
You know, I think one of the hardest things to do, if your eyes are opened and you see the corruption and the hypocrisy going on right now in culture, is to talk to somebody who does not have their eyes open at all and just can't see it. No matter how many times you try to explain it to that person, you can't possibly understand or get through what you're trying to tell them. And staying calm is really an art. In fact, when you were talking at Grace Church last week, somebody asked you a question that I think a lot of people could relate to, and that is, when you're trying to have a conversation about, say, a difficult topic, a controversial topic, let's just use abortion for an example, how do you keep your cool? What's the most effective way to have that type of conversation with somebody? Because I think once you start yelling, you've lost. You feel like you're in power. You feel like you're winning. In my opinion, you've lost the debate if you have to lose your cool like that.
I would agree. The key is to strike first. Throat punch them so they can't talk back, and then explain to them what's going on.
Okay. So is everyone listening to that? Mark Cox officially says to throat punch. That is the advice. I would say drop kick. I'm surprised you went with throat punch first.
Well, it just eliminates the voice problem.
Okay, immediately.
You get that out of the way, and then you can talk to them, and they have to listen because they can't speak back. I'm teasing. That was a joke, if I have to say that.
I say drop kick. I am not kidding, you guys. I think drop kick.
That was not my advice.
I'm kidding, too.
It was not my advice.
I think, and I know your answer to that question, which I thought was good, was if you know your facts, you don't have to yell. You don't feel the need to raise your voice or get intense. You have the facts to back up your argument. And I agree. But I feel like I'm one of those people where I will read all this information about a particular topic, and for whatever reason, my brain cannot retain it like I wish it could. So when you're in the heat of that type of discussion, you're like, come on, brain, pull up the information that I know. But in that moment, I can't seem to bring it up. I think what's been the most effective for me is asking questions. Like I said, when I was confronted by that guy trying to get me to sign that abortion initiative petition, and he said, well, I said, I'm pro-life. Can I ask why you support abortion? And he said, well, have you ever adopted or fostered a kid? And instead of me just yelling back at him, and I said, why are you asking me that question? Like, what? How is that relevant? And I said it very calmly, and he completely was thrown off by that. And he's like, he did that thing where he was like backpedaling. But I think that's one of the hardest things. In fact, over the weekend, I posted something that my old station in Des Moines, KCCI, had put out on its website. And it was this ridiculous headline that just, I had to post it. And it was just showing their bias, the local news and the way that they phrase things that they don't even realize shows where they slant. And the headline said, Iowa organization celebrates, it says, Iowa organization celebrates the empowerment of girls and women. But then you look up top, and what KCCI added was, since 1978, YWRC has helped people who identify as a girl between ages 10 to 24. And I posted that, and somebody I used to work with in Nashville, who is still in media, by the way, posted some comment like, wow, what a ridiculous thing to get it riled up about. Easiest unfollow ever. So she unfollowed me and then defriended me.
She's unhappy because you pointed out that it was silly for them to cover that story, that Was it a picture of like 10 former men who became women? And wasn't that what it was?
I don't even remember.
I mean, there was a lot of mental illness in that picture. A lot.
You know, it's funny because it's like your natural reaction when someone says something like that to you is you just want to snap back. You want to say something snarky. You want to have the punchline. You want to have a conversation with them and be understood. And I think that, again, is the hardest thing to do. And actually, I was sitting in church yesterday and they were kind of hitting on this. And it was super convicting, just talking about the importance of being meek, of being humble. And that when others mess up, you want to be gentle. When others disagree, you want to be kind.
But
when others hurt you, be forgiving. I think that's really hard, but I think seriously, like I'm not, then that does not mean, by the way, that you just sit there and take it. That doesn't mean that someone shouting at you and that you're just like, okay, hi, love you. Like that doesn't mean that. But it also means that you can choose how you want to respond, and you just screaming back at somebody and name calling and doing all of these things is not effective.
Well, this is where the left loves this. How many people have you unfriended because you disagreed with their point of view online?
I don't think I've unfriended anybody. I may have unfollowed 5 or fewer people.
Like if somebody has attacked me personally, who I felt was a friend, I'm probably going to unfollow them because I don't need that. But if you just have the ability, if you just by doing that out of anger, you do it, you just eliminate the possibility of a conversation about it, right? So in other words, the person that defriended you over that post didn't want to have any further conversation with you about that because they're unsure of their position other than the fact that they're convinced they're right, right? She didn't want to any feedback from you on it. She defriended you, so you can now not go and address whatever her issue was with that picture.
I think she's just so passionate about it. I think that's what I see a lot of is that the my friends who are very liberal can say whatever they want, and it like I might look at the post and think, well, that's ridiculous, but I'm certainly not going to like snap back at them or defriend them over it. But oh my gosh, if you say anything that supports conservative values, people are just so up in arms. I have had quote unquote friends who have just reamed me for it. I mean, really thrown some fire-breathing dragon style at me. It's just very interesting. The like I said in church yesterday, they were saying options for a disagreement, be passive and let them have their way, which they're saying is not, you don't have to just sit there and do that. You can fight, get angry, or be sarcastic, which my go-to is I tend to want to be sarcastic. Or you can respond in love with a gentle answer. And that doesn't mean everyone has to hold hands and sing kumbaya together in a circle. But I just think that when you're disagreeing about a particular topic, like, say, abortion, you going on Facebook with that person and just shouting responses back like so many people do. I see it all the time on Twitter, all the time on Facebook. Seriously, ask yourself if you're one of those people doing that or you've ever had that happen to you. Have you ever changed your mind on that particular topic based on that conversation? No.
No.
No. In fact, if anything, it angers you in most cases even more. It might push you even more in the opposite direction. So I'm telling this to myself because this was convicting to me yesterday because I don't always, sometimes I say things and I'm like, oh, Kim, you really shouldn't have said that. And, you know, you can delete a post on social media, but obviously people have time to screenshot it. But we're live on air for 4 hours. Right. I say things where I get off the air and I'm like, you know, Kim, you probably could have phrased that a little bit differently. And I don't lose sleep over it because there's grace, but I'm just making the comment.
Right.
Like, I'm really trying to think about the way that I respond to people and how to be effective when I'm having a disagreement with somebody about a particular topic like abortion or gay marriage or whatever the case may be.
That's a good point. On the abortion issue, you can always just ask them a simple question. It does not matter getting mad. What's your number? They'll think you're talking about the Sleep Number commercial on TV. And then when they come back at you, well, what do you mean? Well, how many children deaths a year are okay with you? 60,000? 600,000? What's your number?
Have you ever asked someone that?
Sure.
And what do they say?
But that's not the issue here. Well, that's the only issue here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about your selfish self-interest in regretting what you did the other night, and suddenly you've ended up creating a life, that's not what this is about. It's about the murder of children. So what's your number? And that just, in generally speaking, enrages them because they realize they have no answer. There's no argument to that.
Yeah. I mean, that was
there's no argument to that.
That's when the guy got frustrated with me with the IP stuff with abortion, was when he said, you can't get any care if you have a miscarriage in Missouri because of this. I said, that's
a lie.
False. That is absolutely inaccurate. And it's true. I mean, that really upset him. And it's because I knew my facts.
Well,
so
go back
that does help, to your point, Mark.
Yeah. And if you have questions, Missouri Right to Life's got some great arguments on this as well. And we did a great interview with them last week. You can go back and look for it on the podcast. Along with the phone number where you can call and report people if you see them out trying to collect signatures.
Did you already say something about if you signed it and you inadvertently did it, or they tricked you basically, that you can get your name off
you
the
can,
petition?
You can, and there's information on there to do that
as
well.
Yep.
I don't know who would do that. Like, if they just lied to you and said, do you support?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Clean air, and they handed you something and you signed it. I mean, without reading it,
that
would be kind of dumb.
I would not put it past some of these people out there who were trying to get these signatures. I would not put it past them.
Me neither.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.